For those of us who have never seen the parade before, could you explain to us a little bit about how the event usually unfolds?
Sure. So we're a nature park, so we're in protection of species. And many years ago, the penguins were an endangered species on Philippi, so the government took up a lot of the land, created a nature park. So the penguins, it's their home. We're home to about 30,000 penguins, and we were allowed to set up little viewing area on one part of the beach at Summers Peninsula, where the penguins are out all day swimming and feeding. Then they come back home at sunset and they just waddle up the beach up to their little huts that they've got. So, and you can get up to, 3,000 to 6,000 a night, depending on the weather and a whole lot of things. So it's a tourism attraction. So we're a non-for-profit, so all the money we make from people paying the privilege to see the penguins at night goes into the conservation of the wildlife.
With such an extraordinary number of penguins, in the parades, when many of them go astray from the rest on their way from the sea to their burrows, is there someone who leads them back, or are they just left alone to sort of do their own thing, travel at their own pace?
That's a great question. We get that a lot. So it's quite a big area. So the burrows are everywhere on that part of the island. So the penguins are like us. They have their favourite place where home, and they have their favourite path home. So our stands were built where it's a natural beach setting, so it's easy to see the penguins. But they come from all places around that peninsula and go to their burrow. So they know their route, and it's pretty much the same penguins that come home unless they get lucky and they pair up and they go somewhere else.
Well, as a world first, people born across the globe were able to watch the annual the Penguin Parade in a very unique way. We saw some commentary describing the parade as if it were a live sport. There was another one as if it was a bedtime story. How did the idea behind the commentary and the narration come about on this live stream?
They were sort of two separate events. So we obviously closed all our attractions, and we were obviously working from home, and my partner Annette loves little dog videos that you see on YouTube. So she saw one with the dog that had the false teeth, and then she saw the one with Andrew Cotter with his dog Mabel and Olive, and she said, "You should do something like that with the penguins." And I've gone, "Well, how's that going to work?" So I thought about it and thought, if we could go down there, get some footage with our local video guy, put some funny shots together, and maybe just beg, borrow, steal our way to talk to Andrew. So we ended up getting some really good footage, shot for 3 hours, reduced that to 3 minutes with all the different pieces. I scripted it in my best efforts, and we managed to track Andrew down, and he said he'd have a look at it. And at that stage, he had over, I think the dog video had over 300 million views, or sorry, 30 million views. And then he had over 300 requests from brands and products like yogurt, pizza, gambling, online shopping to do the same thing. And he said he didn't want to do that. He only did two videos. One was for the local lost dog home, and the second one was for us. And so it was just lucky. We're just persistent.
That is just absolutely fabulous, that is. And obviously these penguins, they're accustomed to having thousands of people visit them, watch their nightly waddle across the beach. Have you observed any sort of changes in their behaviour since the current ban on visitors?
Yeah. Interesting enough, we've obviously got a scientific research team down there, and it happened when the crowd stopped that the penguins would come, and they actually stopped and looked around because they're used to seeing lots of people. So they did stop and they did go, something's missing. And I've been down a few times to do some video footage for the live streaming. And, they enjoy it. They look around. They do know they've got company. But because that's their normal route to home, they're not scared or worried about it. So, but there was it took them a little adjusting because they obviously like an audience. So.
Well, that's fabulous stuff. Luke, Jeff, best of luck when these ones obviously reopen, when we have parks and attractions reopen. Thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Bye.